Steve Perry.
Kyler Perry.
Oh, Scottie Pippen.
It's gotta be Perry. Okay. Perry there somewhere. Maybe I was a lot of Tyler or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's gotta be a Perry.
I don't know why when I was peeing like from basketball. It just popped in my head when he was like Steve Perry, like Steve Perry's the lead singer City Boy. I think that's what Steve Perry is.
Journey?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what Steve Perry was or is.
I think so.
But no, yeah. Well, I don't know. I had a question in mind earlier, but then we were talking about my drunken business deals. And I was like, fuck, I do kind of start...
Willing and dealing.
Getting into business happenings. Get some liquor in me. It's not even... I wouldn't even say so much beer, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think one of my favorite ones that I kind of forgot about for a little bit was I had this button-up shirt... You guys might have seen me in it. It's like red, blue, white, like small checkers.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
And so I was wearing that at the bar one night, and actually Ed and Chels had got it for me, you know, some years ago. And like maybe like some months later, we're at Bracken's, and I was outside, and some black guy walks up like, yo, I like your shirt, man. I'm like, hey, I appreciate it. He's like, how much for it? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not... Which I had, like, I always wore a red T-shirt underneath of it. I thought it was, you know, accented it well. Mm. Kitty, oh my gosh, dude, you have to stop. Oh. But,
he's like, I want to be on the cast.
I know, dude, come sit out here. But, so, yeah, he's like, how much, like, you know, like, not say whatever, he's like, come on, man, how much for it? I was like... $20 in a shot. He's like, all right, hold up. Goes inside. I'm smoking a cigarette by myself because I'm the only one in my family that smokes. You know.
Yeah, and, comes back out $20 in a shot.
And then, I'm finishing my cigarette. And he comes back out. He's got $20. He's like, I even asked before that, like, what do you want a shot of? I don't know. I might have, like, kind of panicked in my head and, like, gave an old throwback answer. I was like, fucking Jaeger. You know, I don't even think I did something good. Like, wasn't like Patron, but yeah. It was just like, Jaeger. I haven't drank Jaeger in years.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Even at that point, I hadn't drank it, you know. Damn. But, yeah, so it comes out, you know, drinking a shot. And so I give my button up. And then, like, come back in there. I guess I think he, like, gave the button up. I think he, you know, I'm still finishing my cigarette. Mm-hmm. Like, goes to the bathroom, comes back inside, comes back out, whatever. So I go inside, and I'm just like, guys, like, I just sold my... and when he was pulling the money out of his pocket, he dropped a dollar bill. I was like, yo, dog, you dropped a dollar. Like, yo, hey, man, you dropped a dollar. And, like, this guy was a little schmammered. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just ignored me, so I'm like, whatever. So I come back in, I'm like, guys, you won't, like, I just sold my shirt for $20 and a shot. And they're like, no, you didn't. And, Chelsea, I think, was like, Chelsea or Mal, I'm pretty sure Chelsea was like, I thought, I was like, oh, Dave's got a shirt just like that. And then I was like, it was my, like, I was wearing it. They were like, no, you weren't. And then, like, I don't know, like, not too much longer later, like having a few drinks, I'm like, oh, that was a gift from my brother. Like, I'm having seller's remorse. I'm like, I shouldn't have sold that. Yeah. And they wouldn't have cared. Like, we got it from the fucking Gap or something. Like, if you like it, great. If not, like, our feelings aren't hurt.
You thought it had more sentimental value than it did.
It did to me. It did to me. But, like, it's one of those of just, like, they didn't care. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I honestly look good in the shirt. I'm not going to lie to you, you know? But yeah, fucking. So like later on, hey man, like dude, I shouldn't have said it. I was stupid. Like, and like he was like, dude, this guy's fucked up. I was like, he gave me $20 and a shot for the shirt earlier. Like, blah blah blah.
Let me give him $20 and a shot back.
I was like, I'll get you the shirt back, but you gotta give the money back. I'm like, all right, gave the $20 back. So I was like, I rented out my shirt for $1 and a shot for a couple hours. And
pretty much. Yeah.
Not a bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad rate, I'd say. No,
that was a good rate, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
That was a good deal, though.
Yeah. It still just cracks me up where it was like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I fucking did, dude.
One of the funniest things I've ever had, it's not like close to that, but I was at a bar one night, and this dude, I was playing pool. The dude wanted to play me for money. I don't like playing for money. Y'all know I love playing pool. It's you know, one of my favorite things. I really don't like playing for money.
You know, they're putting the stank on it. You're like, this is a good, clean game.
Yeah.
Trying to put some illegal gambling on this? Fuck you.
Like, this dude, like, starts begging me, dude. He's throwing out every fucking number. He's like, play me for fucking five, play me for 20, play me for this. I was like, all right, fuck it, dude, I'll play
you. You should be like, get on your knees, and then I'll play you.
So I said, you know, I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll play you for $10. So he racks, I fucking broke, made the eight ball on the break.
Win.
He looks at me, looks at the table, looks back at me, he's like, what's that mean? I was like, it means you give me
$10. Yes.
Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. This is part of the reason why I didn't want to play you for money. You're obviously fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm a pretty solid pool player. Yeah. You know, I'm not great, but I'm pretty fucking solid.
You turn into Happy Gilmore, but the opposite. You're like, you're the worst. I'm the best. You're dumb. I'm smart. You're not very good looking. I'm very handsome. He's like, okay. As long as you're willing to admit that. Yeah. I love that quote so much.
Mm. Drunk people in bars, they'll ask you some crazy shit.
All right. I'm taking a quick pause. I don't know if... Sorry for the cat interruption.
He just wanted in on the cats.
He'll probably be back meowing after he's done eating. I feed the motherfucker, guys.
Swear to God.
He does not go like, without food. He
ate 4 hours ago. Like, you know.
He's a hungry growing boy.
So, well, like, there's times I'll get him from work. Like, sometimes I'll eat right like an hour or so after I get home from work. Other times it's like, I haven't eaten 4 hours either, kitty.
Yeah.
Go do some squats or something.
Yeah.
Go work out, kitty.
Get some zoomies.
Distract yourself from the food.
Go play in a box. You know, he's been doing that a lot lately.
Got him his own box. He's been using it sometimes. But so, yeah, you're playing pool with a drunk bastard.
Yeah, I mean, drunk people will do... Don't make the best decisions.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why, like, you know, I'm playing pool and somebody's obviously fucking hammered trying to bet money. Yeah, it's probably easy money for me, but they also could be hustling me, too.
What if they sober trying to bet you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could be trying to hustle me. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm slosh drunk, and then, you know.
No, I'm not saying if they're pretending to be drunk. Because someone that's drunk could also be like, you know. Like, I could probably be pretty drunk and beat a lot of people I skate with at hockey still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, like, it's but you know what I'm saying?
Like, kind of like a drinking game. Not like a drinking game, no, but, like, but you're drinking while playing.
Yeah.
You know?
But, so I'm saying if someone who's not acting drunk, like, someone who is sober and pretending to be sober.
Yeah. That would be a weird hustle.
You want to play some pool? Sorry, allergies. You're like, I don't think
that's how that works.
It's like, I'm the best when I'm just fucking hammered. So well, that's when I decide I'm going to pretend I'm sober. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So no one thinks they're taking advantage of me. Yeah. I'm taking advantage of them. Got drunken thoughts, but speaking perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have seen people, like, you know, people that I know from, like, pool league and stuff that, like, it's one of my buddies, BJ, this motherfucker. His, I'm pretty sure it's fucking muscle memory at that point.
I think it's where his parents named him Blowjob, but I guess we're just going to...
Well, he's Bobby Jr.
Glaze right over that.
That's how he got BJ.
Then just call him Bobby Jr.
Yeah, honestly, if mine...
You think Barb Josephovich goes by BJ? Hell no, dude. Hell. She's like, it ain't fucking Blowjob, it's Barb. Which is...
but no, like... Because I've seen him get fucking sloshed and then just... Can't miss.
Yeah.
But with him, like, he's one of the better pool players around here. Like, he's really fucking good at the game. But I think with him and, like, certain people, like, at that point, it's just muscle memory. Your mind's not doing any of it. It's just, oh, see ball?
It's like, even with the angle, it's just like, okay, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only played a few games where I was, like, I've only played, like, literally maybe two games where I was, like, toasted. And that was, like, I'm dog shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, when you're in Vegas, I think, you know. And not to mention the ice was also dog shit, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Nashville trip. Nash Vegas. I just can't help myself with Vegas, you know. but no, like, even for, like, my beer league games, like, I typically maybe have one or two before the game.
Yeah.
But I'd say more often than not, I don't have anything to drink.
Right.
But no, there's been a few games where I remember one game went out pretty high, and like it was, people were being like, we should let NBA players smoke weed. I'm like, I think we should, but depending on the player, and everyone's different. Like, it might fuck up Steph Curry, but this player that got in trouble for smoking weed, like, a couple years ago, like, he's like, no, when I'm high, like, as soon as I feel that leave my fingertip, like, I know, and I don't think it's performance-enhancing, per se, but...
I actually seen a funny, not a funny, I'm pretty sure it was Stephen A. Smith on ESPN the other day, Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, was in an interview saying, like, he's like, yeah, I smoke weed, like, all but during football season. He's like, the way like it is nowadays with like the testing,
yeah,
like if you're just doing it in the off season, you can get clean a week before, yeah, fucking training camp.
And I think the NFL's rule is like, if y'all want to take steroids in the off season, as long as you're, but it doesn't work.
I mean, as long as you can, yeah, pass that piss test, yeah, by fucking
legally pass the piss test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, that's not how steroids work.
Well, so.
But no, I mean, I don't know. That's interesting. How do you guys feel about players smoking weed during the season?
Let them.
Yeah, I don't think it's performance.
It's not helping at all. As far as like, it's not,
but that's what I'm saying is that for certain players, we've all met people and we know it's like a little stupid stoner thing. Like, I bowl better when I'm high. Mm-hmm. But I bet you someone who says that, like, I don't go bowling with them when they don't smoke. See, they might. Maybe when they're high, they're like, I'm having fun. I'm loose. That's why I'm throwing the ball so well. Yeah. If I'm not stoned, I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like, this fucking
sucks. There's people around.
Yeah.
Well, it was...
So, I think it could be...
an enhancing drug. Yeah. Like, as far as, like...
to help your performance.
No.
You're just saying it a different way.
Help you relax, you know.
Well, I mean, sure, but I don't know. Isn't nerves a part of it all? Especially when you're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
I just think, one, I'm like, dude... let all performance-enhancing drugs. It's, I know it's an old Daniel Tosh bit, but I'm like, for real. Just let them do it. Because I promise you this. There's going to be players that do it. I don't think all of them. I don't think over fucking 10% of players would do some of the stuff that's out there that is deemed... Well, I guess I don't know what's deemed illegal in these leagues, but...
Yeah.
Because even some guys that would, like, yeah, you might have... 1 out of 100 players that are like, oh, the steroids did him a favor. Everyone else, it's like, oh, they lost their temper or they got hooked onto other shit. And, you know.
Funny story about that, like what substances are legal and what's not. John, you'll probably remember this. It's probably 15 years ago in UFC, fucking Vitor Belfort, they let him start taking that testosterone replacement therapy. And he was fucking mauling people, like,
yeah,
knocked out fucking Dan Henderson, who'd never been knocked out in his career.
This is in UFC, you said?
Yeah. And so
like, what it is it's a supplement for older fighters, because he was, you know, probably late 30s at this point, wasn't he?
Old as hell.
Chael Sonnen.
I'll never be that old.
Yeah. But it's just testosterone replacement. It's not like a it's a steroid, but it's not.
Yeah, illegal steroid.
It was like in that gray area at the time, so he was getting by with it. And yeah, I mean, he was literally knocking
everybody the fuck out. We're literally giving him balls right now.
Yeah, like he was going way overboard. And so now with it, like, it's so like strictly sanctioned, like, it has to be, your testosterone cannot rise above a certain
number. Yeah, you got like a certain level it has to be at.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, guys were taking advantage of it. Because then, like...
But here's the thing, you can only fight people... You're like, I want to fuck you up, John West. It's like,
fighters have to fight roid fighters.
If you take roids, you can only fight roid fighters. Yeah, I mean,
that would actually be pretty interesting.
You know,
I'm behind that.
It's like, let's watch two people die.
Well, even like,
one's gonna have a heart attack, one's gonna get their head crushed.
Yeah.
Well, even so they had another transsexual fight a lady the other day.
Hell yeah!
Beat the fuck out of her. Like, they need to have a trans, which. Again, I wish they would just have like a transsexual.
I agree, but as long as the cisgender female is agreeing to it,
and they're aware
with all information,
yeah, they're
then yeah, fucking let them have at it. Be as fucking. Here's my thing. From the woman's standpoint, no, trying to assume your thoughts, ladies, but like, it's like, all right, kind of one of those win-win situations, but for a transgender person, or not even transgender person, if you or I were to fight a lady, mm-hmm. it's like, if you win, dude, you beat up a girl. Mm-hmm. Fucking who cares? If you lose, like, dude, you got beat up by a girl.
Yeah.
Like, it's lose-lose, but for the female in the situation to be like, I guess depending on how much money it is and how bad you want
to be. So here's the deal. She was set to fight another natural-born female.
Cisgender. I'm teaching you something
new. Yes. So that person drops out 24 hours before. This is the only backup they have.
Sounds like a setup.
It's like literally...
It's not even like an actual...
That's different.
But I mean, if she doesn't fight, then she don't get paid.
That's what I'm saying.
So she's almost being...
forced into this fight.
Yeah.
If she wants to get pay bills, a paycheck, you know.
Like, your mother is being held at gunpoint up the road, and you have to pay that guy $1 million to get it back, and then someone else is offering you to suck their dick right here, right now for $1 million. You're like, it's mom. I gotta do it, right? But
yeah, you're forced.
She's gonna die someday, and I don't really want to suck a dick. All right, I'll suck the dick after they kill her, and I'll keep the million.
It's like, dude, how old's mom? You know?
Let mom die, then suck the dick, then take the million for myself. Maybe. All right, no, these. You suck the dick for my dick.
Going back to the whole weed performance enhancing, another UFC fighter is now WWE wrestler. Got kicked out because he failed like 3 drug tests in a row for weed. They turned one of his knockout wins into a no contest because he failed the drug test for weed.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
He wasn't taking...
Wasn't on any type of steroids, nothing. Yeah. Literally, he just likes to smoke fucking weed.
Yeah, they're like, no, he learned too many. He was fucking X-Y-ing out there. Left trigger. He knew it. He was doing some combos.
But that's why he joined WWE. Like, for the most part.
And then, like, in his character in WWE is the stoner dude.
Yeah, they let you smoke.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're not going to get fired over
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're like, well, they made it into his bit. Like, he has shirts. Like, his slogan is, he's the original bro. Like, his shirts say 420. Okay, his shirts say 420 bro.
We saw him. No, wasn't he at?
Yeah, because it was Randy Orton night when we went live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with RK Bro.
And they were a tag team.
Okay, that's, as soon as you said the original the guy, bro, I'm like, wait, I fucking know.
Yeah. That's the guy, he's always barefoot.
Yeah.
You might have told me he was ex-UFC, like, that night.
And we saw him. We got to see
him. Literally, he would beat the shit out of everybody but Brock Lesnar.
I didn't think any athlete should be allowed to smoke on and off, like, the...
You don't think that?
I do think that.
Oh, okay.
But... To say it's not a performance enhancer, I'm like, I don't know.
It just makes
awkward people cool.
Now it could be. It could be. In all honesty, but it just hasn't been scientifically proven yet. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I mean,
I don't think it's performance enhancing in a sense of like.
It's not making you stronger. It's not making you faster.
If Sidney Crosby didn't smoke weed and Alex Ovechkin did. Like, Ovechkin's got the upper hand.
Like,
I don't think it's that, you know.
Yeah. Like, it's going to give him a competitive advantage.
Right, like, where it's like, Crosby, but, because, like, Crosby's like, I want to smoke weed, but it just makes me hungry and forgetful. Like, that's why I can't do it, because I forget what I'm fucking doing on the ice. That would be funny, that's why it's illegal. Like, that is true, Ovechkin is a lot chiller than Crosby on weed. Like, that's the announcer is like...
So,
if Crosby could only just chill the fuck out.
Funny little story about, you know, smoking weed and then playing sports. So my senior year,
junior.
Yeah.
Your second senior year.
No, I was a junior.
Was it the second senior year?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
And we're just calling it junior. I like that.
You failed 12th grade. You didn't fail 12th
No,
grade.
He failed.
I failed 9th grade.
Oh, gotcha.
And then... I made up.
I'm sorry, dude. I wasn't trying to call you out.
No, because you always give me shit about it. Because I'm like, I skipped 10th grade. You're like, no, you did.
Yeah, I do remember.
So yeah, I was never actually a sophomore in high school. I did 2 9th grade years, but I made up the credits in summer school. Well, I didn't receive.
He was a freshman for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So I did the summer school.
Skipped the grade. You graduated late. What do you mean?
Skipped backwards. My actual freshman year, I did summer school that year to make up the credits. Well, they didn't give me the credits until my 3rd year of high school.
So
I got gotcha. All the credits from my second year plus those extra
So he had credits.
Credits
on credit.
Yeah.
No, he was like, he was telling all his boys, he's like, y'all think I'm failing, you wait.
I'm going to come back. I'm making a comeback.
When my credits credit come through. Like,
I'm skipping all y'all.
When my credits credit become credits, you'll see what the fuck I'm talking about.
I've never heard this story. I'm
marketing 101.
I could have sworn I told y'all.
You told me about, because like I said, I would, you know, I skipped 10th grade. I mean, because you were trying to do it like in the, technically, it's like, you didn't.
Yeah.
You did the same work twice.
No, I took sophomore classes that year.
But you were still, you know.
Still classified as a freshman.
In the yearbook.
We agree with it now, so we don't need the yearbook.
So literally, you were just. At the end of the day, the only difference was you just were never a sophomore.
I was never technically considered a sophomore, yes.
He's not in the yearbook as a sophomore.
So you
He's
did.
In there 2 years as a freshman.
So you
junior,
did.
Senior.
A year as a junior, a year as a senior, and another senior year.
So you did.
The second senior year, I'm just double down on that. But.
So technically, you did 4 years.
Yeah.
Graduated.
He got a general education, if you will. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying like when people have to get their, because even when you're looking for a job,
oh, you got to at least have a
they
GED.
Go high school diploma or equivalent, which high school GED. Diploma or GED, which it's like
it's the good enough diploma.
Well, public school is that's what I'm saying. We technically all have general education,
yeah,
like we all have. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you got GED, I got a diploma. It's like, okay, where's it hanging up on your wall? Like, nobody has a fucking high school diploma hanging up.
Now, mine's in a closet somewhere.
Yeah. I think my mom has mine.
My mom put mine in a box and sent it down whenever her and Ted were like, we're done storing your guys' shit. If you want to throw it away. And I'm like, that's a fair move. And it does feel weird being like, throwing away your diploma. Like, I get we're getting into a day and age. This is kind of a weird transition, but of like, we don't have to wear ties to interviews anymore.
Yeah.
That was like a big, like we had a job interview day freshman year in high school in my business and technology class, aka we just called it Bat One. Mm-hmm. Nothing about Batman, it was just business technology.
Yeah, called Bat One.
Bat dude. But no, we had a job interview day.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had, I think my brother was already working for, it was the owner of the funeral home, Chris Kokotovich, was one of the guys that would volunteer. I was like, I want to interview Chris.
That's one of the coolest names I think I've ever heard.
But guess what? He's got two dogs. Guess what their names be? One's a golden lab, one's a chocolate lab.
Coco.
And? Tovich.
Oh, yeah.
Kokotovich. That's his last name. It was like, Coco and Tovich, like... That's so fucking sick, dude.
That is a really cool last name.
Wait, like, cool.
Well, if you're going to name pets, you got to get Lily involved.
Because
I got to meet the kitties the other day.
But real quick, we can get on. We already had our chance for cat talk. We wasted that off mic.
Oh, well.
We can get back to cat talk. But no, like what I was saying is like with your high school diploma being like, oh. That's why none of us have thrown it away, whether it's like, well, my mom has mine, or yours, like, I got mine in a box.
Yeah.
But it's, like, funny to think of, like, what situation will we ever be in? It's like, I don't think you have a high school diploma. Like, I threw that away in 2010. Like, it would have been 4 years. I've never used it once.
I've never had an interview, like, hey, yeah. You're going to need to bring that.
Like,
your first day at work.
I heard a story about a kid bringing his to a club that was 18 and up. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but, or was it 18? For some reason.
Like, I graduated, I had a diploma at 17.
Could be a fake, and maybe that's why he brought his diploma. It could be a fake story, because it would be a fun, actually, if the story's not real, this could be a funny fucking sketch of like, club's 18 and up, it's like, got my diploma. It's like, dude, I need to see an ID. It's like, I don't have an ID. I don't drive. Like, but I can't graduate if I'm fucking 16, 17, which I know plenty of people that graduated 17.
Real quick, that just reminded me of whenever I was working the door at the bullpen, this chick tried to use her fishing license.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, that's not a photo ID.
No.
She's like,
it barely has a name.
But it's a license. I was like,
You're like that name's handwritten even. It's supposed to be printed on
there. It's a fucking crayon, lady.
Well, I even get like
this
a
is
lot
a picture of SpongeBob.
Like a lot of the IDs I get are like firearm, like right to carry permits.
Oh yeah, they're carrying permits.
Which that's an acceptable form of ID.
But it's got a picture, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's photo ID. You know.
Yeah, yeah, passports, those fucking.
Well, the reason I get
military.
Those.
Yeah, military.
Well, the reason I get those is like, of course, you get that one part of your wallet, right, to put your license in. But they always got that one in a easier accessible.
Yeah, because it's a motherfucker to get your picture out.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an easier accessible part of the wallet. So they'll just give me their gun permit, yeah. And, which is legally.
It works, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, you can give me your permit, you know, gun permit.
But your Blockbuster card will not work.
Yeah, that would not work. Or your library card, or, you know, your fucking gold gems.
Your picture's on your library. No, I'm just kidding. That would be funny if it was like, surprisingly, everyone misses this one on the test. The library card does have date of birth.
Ooh. It's actually more secure than your actual fucking
every time you show it in public, you get 5 cents book rentals.
But me and Dave, we recently had to go through the ABC process.
Oh, yeah, man. I do it twice. I do it at Cheddar's, yeah. And I had to do a different version at City Farms.
Yeah. I had to redo mine about a year ago, and what you did yours about, what, 8 months ago,
October,
maybe?
October, and then in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one in Cheddar's in October.
Yeah.
Which I wonder if I, because I think I told them, like, dog, I took ABC. They're like, nah, for retail, it's, like, different than restaurant or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Save Sir or Serve Safe or whatever?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's your actual ABC permit.
But for.
You gotta have for the state. From the state.
No, I'm asking the one that he had to get.
For City Farms, I'd take a different
job. Oh,
yeah, that's
oh,
what
I mean.
I didn't have to pay for this, though.
I didn't know you had to take one for
City
Farms.
I had to take another test. I honestly think it might have been easier than the one for Cheddar's because we're selling alcohol, so
yeah.
I don't have to worry about how many beers have you had while you're here because you're not having any.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I can tell you've had beers before you came here... But then, you know, I call a man drover, you know, like, can I call you a cab buddy kind of thing. But it was more or less the ABC test, just like I said, a little bit easier because it was like fucking retail. But oh, I'm down to break it up real quick.
Yeah,
if y'all down to break it up.
Dude, I'll never.
Now you have to stop talking. All right?
Deal.
I should have been recording all that.
Yeah, right? I know.
Dude, what's the best fucking amusement park you've been to?
Six Flags Atlanta.
Opryland. Nashville, Tennessee.
Cedar Point, baby. Mm. Roller Coaster USA.
So we used to get like memberships with Opryland, and we'd go like 5-6 times every summer.
Hell yeah. How much was the membership?
Well,
that was Papa Sammy that was dealing with that.
So in today's money, you know, it probably would have been like 200, maybe 300 a person. Back then, it was like
15.
In Monopoly money.
Yeah.
No, but I watched this interesting documentary about.
Oh, the one that I caught a little bit of?
Action Park.
Yeah.
And the documentary is called Class Action Park. See the play on words? The legal play on words.
Yeah.
But,
so I haven't seen this. You know,
but
you guys gotta explain it to me.
I haven't seen all of it. I caught, like, I think I watched like a little bit of an episode with you that one day.
Yeah.
It was wild the little bit that I fucking seen, but yeah.
So like this like New York bank investor who I think it's shunned out of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
He was like breaking laws.
Wasn't it in like Syracuse or somewhere?
I think they built it in New Jersey. I forget what the town's name is and I feel silly now. But it's in New Jersey because it was like a lot, you know, northeastern thing. But they just had the wildest rides. Literally this one ride, it was like the Cannonball Loop. Like, some guy was like, oh, yeah, how this ride was designed was a guy drew in a napkin, like a cocktail napkin, like, I want it to look like this. And so they sent dummies down this literally water slide loop. And it was like, they came out mangled. Like, all right, let's try some humans with it. So they went down like, yeah, that was crazy. But they came out like fucked up.
Blade
up. Yeah, because it was like it wasn't built by engineers. Yeah. Built with an idea like this angle should be quick enough with water pushing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we don't quite make up the loop. We bounce. And then we come out the bottom, like, you know, a few seconds later, but we're not in good shape.
Yeah. Like, I'm hurting all over.
For the day.
I wish I didn't do this ride.
So, like, all right, we'll put some pads in there.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Well, people started coming out with a bunch of, like, scratches all over them. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And when they opened up, like, the lid to look, they're like, what's scratching people in here? It's like other people's teeth getting caught in the safety pads. And other people are getting cut by those teeth. Yeah.
This really happened?
This is 1978. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Oh, it was more real. Was it 98?
It went till 96.
96, okay, yeah.
It
was an 18-year tenure. This shit happened.
Had a good fucking run, you know?
But, 18 years, baby.
But yeah, I'm almost positive it was like fucking like June or April or May or something like of 78.
Well, obviously, then, you just ran it.
No, June, you fucking, no, you gonna get us canceled all good, dude.
I'm sorry.
Dude, John is Christian, so he probably hates y'all, but...
Jesus Christ!
But
I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
But no, it was a fucking wild theme park. So the crazy thing about the documentary for me is like they're like kind of giving you the intro to everything. Like, oh, here's this person you've seen in a movie. Here's this person you've seen in a movie talking about. Like, oh yeah, I'm from like the New York area, northern New York, and or I don't know, wherever.
Like, but you said it was based on like out of Syracuse, right?
No, I don't. Can't remember the city name. It was a place in New Jersey.
Oh, gotcha.
Action Park was in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
And it was like, but New Yorkers would come up there,
right?
Like, I'm from New York, I can. And it was like, all right, so we also have this Tarzan swing. And you're like, oh, that sounds sick.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
And I would get on that.
The water you're falling into, yeah. Not a pool. It's like a natural water stream, but it's like cold as hell.
Yeah.
So people are landing in the water. They're like, no backflips, no this and that. People are like, we're going to do backflips. We're going to do this and that.
Yeah.
They get in the water and it's like, people aren't strong swimmers.
Yeah.
People aren't used to like, so it's like you land in the water. It's like, and I've been in this kind of cold water before when I went to one.
Like, it hurts. It's so cold.
Like your limbs can't, like you're like, I'm trying to, like I can't swim to the boat. Like, I'm hanging onto the rope. Pull me in, please.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking cold. Mm. And so people were, like, lifeguards were like, oh, fuck. Gotta go save this person. And mind you, they're getting into the same degree water. Maybe they're used to it. But, yeah. Like, if we didn't like you, we'd put you what we called the boneyard. It's like, this is where everyone almost drowned. So if we didn't like you as a lifeguard, if you didn't party and hang out with us, or if you were new, put you over here, right,
Bluey. Fuck yeah, Bluey. Like, we're trying to kill him.
Like, we put you over here, and it was like, no, you're not killing us. Because it was like, I mean, they're, you know, lifeguard certified, but, yeah. Like, there was a place in there where it was like, yeah, you should. There was another one. It was like a waterfall drop. And it was like, when you jump down, keep your arms and everything straight. I forget how many feet they were jumping up from.
Yeah.
But, it, like, people would always jump out, like, doing crazy stuff. It was, like, dislocate their shoulder.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's no insurance on the place. The state was like, smart. You guys need to fucking be insured. And they're like, okay. And the guy created a fake insurance company out of, like, I don't know, Costa Rica or something weird.
Gold.
Puerto Rico or something. Fuck yeah, like. Like. And he was like, yeah, here's our insurance company. This is what we pay to. Like, it was not real. Mind you, this guy has somehow accumulated a lot of money, and he's got like a buddy who's a rich bastard that's like, I will fund all of your wild, like the guy that funded the park, like his idea was that circles, the cannonball slide, the circle slide.
I want a slide to do this,
and they're like,
make it happen.
Yeah, okay. They didn't ask engineers, they asked construction workers, can you build this?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, yeah, but
I don't think it's going to be safe.
This is a water slide material.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Hot Wheels, motherfucker.
We bought a bunch of 50-gallon barrels and cut the bottoms off and just connected them together, people are going to get hurt.
It's like, dude, like, it's like literally, I went in the slide and I broke my nose somehow. Like, what the fuck?
Literally. Like, some, you know, it was like, oh.
I got a free enema. It's like, you know,
this one, Chris Gethard was like one of the comedians slash actors that was like, yeah. Like, you know, kids from our neighborhood, it was like, they come back, like, they had this big ass scar, like a cast on the leg. Like, oh, dude, you went to Action Park? They're like, no, I got surgery. Like, oh, shit. Like, we're used to seeing our buddies.
Well, that's funny though, for that reason. But that's funny that it was a staple. Like, oh, you went to Action Park. Like, you got injured.
It was the 80s, like, baby. Like, it was
like,
you know?
Dude, like, it starts, like, being associated with that place.
So they had three different things. They had the water park, the motor park. I think the water park was kind of divided into two different things. The beginning of the dock, like, yeah, this area, and this area. But it was Water World and Motor World. And in between that, they had this big ass like warehouse where it was like, yeah, not only can you buy beer everywhere, but we do festivals here. Like, the guy that owned it, that paid for everything, literally had a brewery dismantled from Berlin, Germany, shipped to the U.S. and rebuilt for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And so it's like, people are like, adults are like hammered, like, we can go on go-karts that are 60 miles an hour? Let's go. Or maybe it was like, they're 40 miles an hour, but like so many workers were like, dude, we took off the governor on this.
Yeah, let's see how this turns out.
They literally had like speedboats. Like, you could take a speedboat out there and race. You're supposed to race, you're supposed to drive fast and have fun, but you're drunk, you're like, bumper boats? Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, some lady told the story of like, this guy fucking came in, like, you got your third lap, and mind you, this is 80s.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're just like, stop. And he's driving in, jumps over a boat, lands on like one of the main docks, covering a guy in another boat. She's like, I thought he was decapitated. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I'm pretty sure she was a lady where it's like, if you get put in Motor World, specifically this one, it's because people don't like you and you don't party with us. And earlier in the documentary, she's
that
like,
was a punishment.
I was a good girl. I didn't really go to the parties. And then she's like, dude, they edit it. That is so fucking
it's
perfect.
Like, this like, is like cocaine cowboy like, shit.
She's like, the guy gets out of the boat, runs away. There's a fucking boat stuck on a guy who I think's dead. So we get people to. It's like, it's one of the most amazing documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, and early on.
Very fascinating.
So they're like, you know, you got Chris Gethard, you got this other actress, I forget what she's in, and I feel bad, but like, you'll know when you see her, like, oh yeah, I've seen your feelings. But they're like, yeah, we went to the park, we got our scars, we survived. Like, I don't know, they got somebody like, I forget the owner's name, like Mulville, something Mulville. Gene Mulville, if I'm not mistaken. Give it a Google real quick, but she goes, Gene Mulville's a piece of shit. And then just cut back to other stuff. She's like, what the fuck is that? What the hell is going on?
Can we get some fucking dialogue here, please?
No, yeah, I think they make me wait to like episode 3 before she goes back and is like, my son died there. You're like, oh, I feel so bad for laughing earlier. But why did you guys edit it like that? Put in more of her interview in the beginning. So it's like, Gene Mulville's a piece of shit. Like, it's like Kanye West and Mike Myers. Like,
Gene Zelmer.
Yeah, a bunch of shit's coming.
Mulville. I
might have misspelled it.
I might not be getting it. It's M-U. But it might not be Mulville. It might be something else because it was like, because they were talking. He ended up fucking getting the government. Like, they're like, dude, you fucking, you gotta get insurance, and you're like, people are getting hurt, and he's not reporting everything because he's like, legally, if they don't go to the hospital, I have to report it. If there's no ambulance involved, I don't have to legally report it.
Yeah.
So stay off my ass. And they're like, all right, and they just sold him the land. Right? Like, off of the state money, and like, all right, buy the land. So it's damn near lawless.
It's fucking lawless.
And
wild
then you
west
find out that,
in a water park.
So they got this downhill like track thing. So it's not a water slide, but you're on this track and you're
like Cool Runnings?
Kind of like Cool Runs, but you're by yourself and you got this thing in the middle of you and you pull up as a brake and you push down, like go faster. Well, a lot of these little devices. And once you see, you remember those like little squares with the handles on them with four wheels in gym class? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why these are here, but you, all you did was pinch your fucking fingers on them. Yeah. It was like a version of that with like places for your feet.
Oh, okay.
So you're like supposed to be rolling down this hill, fucking dispersing your weight, which, I mean, if you've done sports or things like that, you're like, you kind of know,
yeah,
you know, how to take a turn, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. But if you've never done anything like that,
then you're like, I'm just trying to go fast. You're gonna get me and my buddy's got a bet, and he just got a new stopwatch. And so,
yeah. Fastest one down, fucking has to buy an ice cream.
Had some devices that it was like, even one of the workers there, maybe one of the engineers was like, yeah, there was a certain part of it. If you didn't pull up on your brake or you didn't know, that's where you got to put, like, it could, like, there was a lot of broken collarbones, dislocated shoulders and shit. Well, you're leaving the track.
That's what I was going to say. Like, even with the bobsled thing, like, there's four guys on that team, right? You're looking at, like, heavy bodily injury.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the realm.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. Forgive
I don't think
me.
That's what they say next.
It's not.
I think it's something else.
Tommy hasn't seen his bobsled time. I mean, it's, you know.
I've seen it. It's just been...
Feel the rhythm, feel the run. I haven't seen that movie in so long. It's bobsled time.
But I mean, with those guys, like, they have to be in sync with each other. Like.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing is, like, you just have to be in sync with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, taking a motorcycle on these crazy curves. I grew up driving snowmobiles. There were certain trails we're on where it's like you have to lean in these turns.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you'll tip over or you'll literally just fucking fling off. Well, that was one of the rides. If you don't know when to brake, that could be bad. And two, if you know when to brake, but you're like, oh, this is not slowing down.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't a fucking legit brake.
And
like,
I can't remember if I don't think they actually clocked anyone, but people were like, dude, you're going so fucking fast. Like, even if you're going 20 miles an hour on that thing, like, that's, you're flying outside of a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that was the ride that first I was trying to, John, I know you can hear me, but that's the first ride that killed somebody.
Yeah. That was
a guy flew off the tracks, skipped down, hit some rocks.
Dunzo.
Dunzo.
And the guy, any lawsuit that came at him, he was like, dude, whatever. We'll just fucking litigate them till they can't afford to anymore. Like, we never settle outside of court.
Yeah.
A, we don't report it because they go, our ride didn't kill him. The rocks he fell on killed him. I swear to God, that was their defense. Like, the ride didn't kill him. If you fucking rode the ride right. Which, mind you, the thing in the park is there's no rules, more or less. Like, we got lifeguards and people to tell you what to do, but have fun. Figure it out.
So I can see, like, from a legal standpoint, like, they got, like, a lot of loopholes. Like,
they worked their way around a lot of lawsuits.
Here's what I didn't understand even watching the documentary. Makes me want to go back to law school. No. one thing I didn't get was, like, the lawyers were like, oh, no, this particular family, they're like, he's not going to settle. He's going to fucking go at it until you can't afford to settle.
Mm.
And they settled for $100,000, which I can't remember if they said the year that it was, that it settled out.
But honestly,
the kid died in 1980. He's a 20-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid that died at this park.
So after legal fees, he probably broke even.
Well, he had a cash cow and all the money he made up on Wall Street by doing stuff, maybe a little crooked. He wasn't arrested, as far as I remember. He never got convicted of anything he did in Wall Street. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, he made a lot of money, and Wall Street was like, fuck.
Yeah.
You made money that we should have also got a hand in, but you didn't, so get the fuck. He was kind of booed out of Wall Street.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, dude, I found this sick ass piece of land. Well, yeah. He always meows when he poos.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's going to go fucking poo.
Yeah.
But, not, my cat Bluey, not Gene. Molehill or whatever his fucking name is.
He's talking about us. We all talk about this
like,
shit.
Dude, I'm like, John, just start always
meowing. I'm like, dude, like, Tommy, I hear you in the morning, like, 4 a.m. You gotta go poo. I hear but, meows. Human meows.
Eventually, yeah. he kind of went down, or the place closed down, or maybe he had to sell, but a total of 6 people died there.
Wow.
Like, so they opened in 78, no deaths, 79, no deaths, 80, death. And, like, fairly consistently, like, a death a year. It was, like, 2 people died in the wave pool. It's like, stop getting in the wave pool. What are you doing?
From Tommy meowing and pooping. Yeah, that's what people
Tommy
die.
Tommy meowed before I pooped in the wave pool. But.
I'm sorry. It's a wild, that was stuck in my head.
It's a wild ass documentary.
Hey,
if I died in the wave pool, I went out happy, man, because I was having a blast.
I'll be honest, if I died in the wave pool, I'd be like, this fucking... That would suck.
This, I mean, it would suck because obviously you're drowning die.
Drowning, which is... I don't know.
That's up there. Like,
I think drowning might be worse than burning to death.
Because like, you're fighting for oxygen, but it's not there.
And you can probably still see.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like, you're looking up at some fat ass swims above you, and you're just like, damn, I want to touch. some fucking sweet ass BBG swims above you. You're like, damn, that was my last.
This is it. This is how it ends.
With fire, you're like, I can't see. I can't breathe.
I'd rather.
Time out. I'm burning.
I'm burning, T.T.
I'm burning.
I think...
Raindrop!
The best worst way? Freeze to death. Ooh. Let's talk about that. People always talk about burning or drowning. Freezing to death might be the best way to die.
I know, Jack did
you
that.
You might get a shot.
Although, wait, he is also a dickhead that was shared the fucking 102 degrees is better than 32 degrees. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Are you shitting me?
It is.
No, it's not.
I don't like cold.
Okay, but at least you can fucking put layers on. Like, in the heat, you're like, I'm going to golf in 102 degrees. I would much rather golf in 32 degrees and just be fucking semi-bundled up. I'll get some Under Armour skins on and shit. Dude, John, where are you at with this? You like the heat better or the cold better?
I'd rather freeze to death versus burn to death.
Okay.
I would rather...
You would rather burn to death than freeze to death?
I would rather drown to death than burn to death. I don't want to experience burning to death. I don't know. It just seems like it would be more brutal.
You go freeze, drown, burn. Well, that might be the new fuck, marry, kill. Like, would you rather freeze, drown, or burn? Go.
So, freeze, drown, burn, go.
Freeze, drown, burn, go.
So
freeze, would you rather freeze? Who would you rather drown?
Yeah.
Who would you rather burn? Yeah.
So freeze, drown, tie for first in my book. You know, ways to go.
I think I don't mind the cold.
Actually, I'm going to go drown, freeze, burn.
Actually, I kind of do like the cold.
Because, drown at least.
But you really think 102 degrees,
I do.
102 degree day.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like,
you
at
go
least
for
with the drown.
No, hang on. We're on. And this was the question I asked you, even.
Do your thing. Do
you would
think.
You rather. We'll get back to the FD.
FDF.
FDF.
Freeze on fire?
Yeah. Freeze that.
No, FDB. Freeze on burn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
FDB.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's the one now.
No, but would you rather it be 102 degrees outside or 32 degrees outside?
32.
I'm sorry, that's the right answer. And you're wrong.
To you?
No, to...
Well, what I'm saying
all
is
of you
like,
guys are wrong, and here's why you're
well,
wrong.
Well, you can put on another
we're not,
layer.
Because that's what we prefer. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, I can.
No,
on the podcast, I can. In real life,
you can tell me, but it doesn't make
it
true.
In real life, no. But on the podcast, you're fucking wrong.
No.
It does make it true. That's ludicrous. Like, I'd rather go outside right now and melt than go outside and preserve myself.
So, Tommy, I'm going to give you an example.
And right? I can put on as many fucking layers as I want.
I can jump in the river when it's 102 degrees.
Give me a shot here. Give me a shot here. Give me a shot here. I got a point.
I know. I got you. And I have one last thing to say. What fucking river's near our house? Shut the hell up. The river argument doesn't work when we're at this house, dude. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I'm going to say, Tommy. You're like us. Thomas Carter. You're like us. Like,
you're a bitch.
In the morning,
we're all bitches here.
In the morning, would you rather go smoke a cigarette on the back porch or the front porch?
When I first wake up, I don't want to exist. It has nothing to do with the weather.
So just hear yourself first thing in the morning.
No, Tim, it was a good time.
Don't do that. Don't listen to what you say. But
you can have the greatest time.
Would you rather smoke a cigarette on the back porch or the front porch?
As soon as I wake up, I'd prefer it to be a little cooler, but I like hot weather. Like, that's just me.
I don't.
No, you don't. You don't look good in it either. I'm sorry.
I'm not smoking.
You sweat a lot.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm not smoking a cigarette.
I sweat as much as I
used
to, and I'm kind of happy about it.
Well, that's you've been doing good with not drinking as much alcohol. That
is fair.
Your body does try to get rid of the booze.
I was telling Mom.
Real quick. Oh, no, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
When I was going to say, like, you know, I was talking to Mom, like, since I don't drink as much, like, it's nice to wake up not feeling like fucking shit the next day. Oh, yeah. But then, like, the one night, like, I got really fucking drunk. That next day, dude, I was miserable.
Well, that's the difference. Was like, yeah, getting fucking hammered is like, all right, I don't need to do that. Even on accident with my boys or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's fun to do it once in a while. But it's like, no, yeah, having some beers.
Like tonight.
Hitting the hay.
You know, yeah, like,
yeah.
Drinking some beer.
I'll be fine at work tomorrow.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
I'm not even going to be like, oh, I don't want to stretch. But what I wanted to bring up too is I have a driver that looks like he could be your cousin. Now, I'm not telling
junior
you.
Junior?
Cut. Junior cousin.
Junior cousin. Dude, now we got a new guy to meet.
Junior cousin, dude. Fuck, I wish we could remember the junior cousin. We did outside earlier. It was so gold. Oh, my God. But so junior cousin that drops off some deliveries for me at work. I think y'all are junior cousins. I'm not telling you to cut your hair, but he's got just a stash, and it fucking works.
He's like, y'all are JCs.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I think even if you went down to Chinny Chin Chin and Stash, start with that.
That's what I usually do. I've just been lazy lately.
I think if you rock, even with your hair now, I think you can rock with short hair, but with long hair now, keep a fucking brush on you, baby. But do a stash with the flow. I'm not kidding you. I think that would
actually
that would work some good shit.
I think
worst comes to worst, in a week or two.
It takes me longer than a week or two.
Well, mine grows in. Well, you know, not obviously not thick, but like you'll have facial hair in a week or two where it's like, all right, we know this guy is not transitioning. Well, or maybe he is, because he doesn't grow in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, even the other day, like, you know, sister's, like, giving me a haircut, and I'm like, hey, can you trim my beard? And like,
yeah, so you don't trim yours up on the bottom, huh?
Well, I just haven't.
You haven't?
Well, I just told her, like, hey, just do the guard.
Yeah.
One guard, two guard, like, just
dude, give me that fucking Whispers look, dude.
But, dude, it was like,
you look just like George Michaels, and that's
actually I'll
a
take
good
that.
Fucking looking man.
I'll fucking take that.
Somebody at work today. I won't name his name. Zach was like, dude, you kind of look like Mark Wahlberg with short hair. I'm like, all right, I'll take that as a compliment. He goes, it is. He goes, kind of mixed with John Cena. I'm like, I've been told I look like celebrities. Never those two though.
Yeah.
Never the. But I'll take it as like, thank you. They're both handsome fucking men.
So the one.
I wish I was jacked as dumb. But
my celebrity, I always get told.
Can't
I
see
look
my muscles.
Like, is old James McAvoy.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Dave got me again, dude.
Can't see my muscles, dude. Can't see me.
Yeah.
James McAvoy. Yeah, but that was your army look.
No. James McAvoy. No, with the long hair, it's Mr. Tumnus from Chronicles of Narnia.
Never seen that movie.
Where he's the fucking...
I barely heard of that movie.
He's the goat boy.
Never seen
it. Did he not play the same role, though? James McAvoy, like, played that role, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's saying whenever I was in basic, I had my head shaved, so I looked like him in Split.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah.
No,
you do look like the Billy Goat from the Scary Movies when they make fun of James McAvoy for being the Billy Goat.
Well, one table whenever I worked at fucking Blue Tig told me I looked like a mix of...
I mean, I'm sorry.
Looked like a mix of Tom Hardy and fucking James McAvoy. I was like, I've never heard the Tom Hardy one.
I've never gotten fucking Mocky Mock.
And the Funky Bunch.
There's football calls outside.
And the Funky Bunch.
You guys are the Funky Bunch.
I would. I gotta go fucking pee.
Y'all are killing me.
Alright. Well, I guess we'll close it out with that. With robot cars outside.
We gotta go fight them.
Dude. We gotta get Johnny. We gotta get Johnny on the phone.
Dude. We get Donnie's Burgers. You know. Extra cheese.
Bluey, you gotta say something.
Bluey, say something in the mic. Say something in the mic. There it is.